something falls.
Right.
And hits me. Convinced anyone's listening. Hello? You hear anybody out there? Hello? See? I don't hear anyone. Bow, bow, bow.
All right, Ed, let's see it.
I gotta get to work on this.
I know, build the set for the show.
When it gets done, though, your socks are knocked. Gonna be knocked.
But it might take a little while here, so. This is the part where we really need your help.
Right, that intrudes right in the middle of it. I hope that there's a way that you can. I don't want to lose all my faith in humanity, that there's still a way to
is
buy your way
in. That's
it.
Part of the news station.
I.
That's supposed to make it better now. As it turns out, I didn't lose all of my faith in humanity.
We'll just have to call the officials and find out.
I don't understand. None of that matters.
There's one human out there I still have faith in. How come you don't understand the show?
Yeah, what about the show, though, don't you understand?
It's perfectly clear.
It's
why Michael Pepe is not on.
It's clear to me.
Wait, where are you going?
Clear as mud.
We hang up the phone. It's so upsetting.
Whatever
platform you're on.
So disgusting. I'm disgustipated. Right. I'm on the disgustipated platform.
No!
This is not mind control.
Not long ago in Oakland, California.
There was show.
Yep.
Oh, see, now you got really
channel.
Michael Pepe. I mentioned him, and that's what happened.
This
Sorry.
Was recorded earlier.
No? Oh.
No, yes. Yes, no.
Oh.
No, yes.
Is it a yes? Is it a pass or fail?
Is it a yes or is it a no?
Yeah. It's yes.
Sounds like a.
Each and every star and planet out there are sending out their own signals. Star.
Science.
Join the Wolfman Jack Science team.
It's a knife, Bob.
Puzzling evidence.
Joe.
Something Radio Valencia laughs at.
I think he's a good guy.
What's up?
Nah, it's okay.
Right.
Don't you worry your pretty little head over that.
It's got an echo, it's got gain.
I know.
I don't know what to tell you.
I know, I'm working on it.
Yeah, then they'll get back to you.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a yoga, but he was another flesh.
I could have showed all night.
Well, San Francisco's colorful Mission District. Oh my gosh, look, it's the second coming of Jesus, Bob
Payne.
But no one looks up from his personal devices as Jesus, Bob
Payne,
comes streaming radiantly down through the clouds. The dreadful judge spreads his throne in middle heaven, but finally they notice something's going on and they hold up their phones to take pictures to the blazing sky for the last day of the earth, the day of wrath. When the dead come out of their graves, I'm going to take a squint at Bruno's too.
We're surrounded.
I just killed one viewer.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm okay. Let's keep going.
Okay, right behind you.
No, don't shoot. It's a listener.
Yeah, I just got rid of one. I can't seem to get the other seven.
Who would turn off this show?
Yeah, I know, really.
Let's call up
God.
Everyone until we find out who it was.
Where's your cell phone? I'm going to start calling.
Start with the A's.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you like me on Facebook. It doesn't show up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And apparently, you imagine that disqualifies you from everything.
Like Puzzling at Evans on YouTube and subscribe to him on Facebook. I think that's right.
So that went nowhere.
Still need a hammer.
Driving yourself over the edge.
But you're right, you know. Pretending to listen is the greatest gift.
Damn.
Up with a new knife.
Two.
Just the way the show is. It just makes you want to be there all night. Especially if you're one of our favorite callers. It was in the Subgenius in 1975.
That was
yeah.
In the hearty
radio and television.
Yes, the Lone Ranger.
As faithful Indian companion Tonto.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, I'm afraid so. We're on old-timey radio now. With Foley people and scripts.
Well, where was your question, caller? We were waiting for it to come flying in there somewhere.
Yeah,
it never came in.
The Ranger's busy now, so we're going to shoot it in.
Can you hear me, Chief?
We can hear you.
Colonel Franks.
Even though you don't think we can hear you, sometimes we actually can hear you. Once in a while.
Yes. His question is...
Oh, it's just amazing.
Well, it could be. I'm not surprised.
It's a literary high.
Considering the...
It's got a Wellman.
I don't know. One should... These pioneer sketches, the antics of a backwoods gambler... A matter of gross abysses of taste in the flush times of the old Southwest, a landmark in the development of rough-edged American humor tradition. In 1844, Puzzling Evidence bounded out of the brush into American picaresque literature with both hobnailed...
Russian hammer built a wall.
John Wayne, John Held, John Law. I'm sick of all of them.
How about John Held Jr.?
That's all the cash we need.
Hello?
has really found itself, and we're on a train, and we're going
and
full
speed.
Hold on. Hold on.
So great.
So the,
hold it, hold it.
Flying saucers from outer space.
Well, that's pretty much what you expect on this show, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was just putting that in because, well, now we've done it. Now, see.
I wouldn't need any space for them.
Really?
So, you're out of space. When you're out of space,
I went flying.
You're out of here.
Flying across the sky.
Well, flying saucers are flat, inverted bowls that spin rapidly around their axis when in flight. Approximately 70 feet in diameter, have a slightly domed top and an undercarriage. The saucer rises slightly to permit a column to emerge with a doorway in its side. Or in flight, the saucer lowers a flared ray gun, which can be aimed in any direction, and fires destructive rays.
Vape tape.
I can't fool the sophisticated audience if you ask Dr. Alshon.
Well, you have to have the answers and $5.
I know. You know, all I'm doing is flapping my lips. I'm not making any money for the Ask Dr. Hal show.
But we are going into people's ears.
Alright.
Mighty show.
These big giant pants. Oh, it's like a little bed. You get to, that's their pillow.
You know, is that mine?
Well, we all came from other places.
Down the sound card show.
They give special turn down service for your room.
I'm here for your turn down service.
I think it was like 40 years ago.
So, but you could go in your own theater, and Elvis or Marilyn Monroe would be there. So that's really cool.
So you could only program Vegas Elvis.
And yeah, because it's a broken down hotel, the old Elvis is there, but it just doesn't ever come up. So apparently, it was a choice once. In fact, there's a warn button. It was used the most. It was little baby Elvis.
See Alice again.
It's a bright morning in London.
It's so good not to have to do show anymore.
But it's such a dangerous game.
Ranting and raving as if anyone cares about your insane tour, but of course they do. They're not gonna forget it.
Puzzling evidence, insinuendo.
Oh, that's a good one. Now, there you go. Now in the realm of irritating neologisms, that one is the least irritating. Remember, K-Rod will be at work.
Oh, we can do show all night long.
Evil light.
white supremacist swindler.
How nice to see he's out and about.
Night Talk.
And see, this we're getting there.
Yeah.
Can't see the whole city yet.
Yeah, because you won't have a view because all the money will be in the way.
Radio Valoir.
Tickles them as you slice them up and dice them up.
Plenty more where they come from. Oh, yes, you can slice them up and dice them up, and they still
form.
Night of the planaria.
If only humans had the same abilities.
Oh, they're so cute. Look, I'm smashing this one.
They thought they could play with planaria. They thought
bye,
they were gods.
Bye. Bye.
What is the normal position of this group of annelids in the great chain of being?
Oh, that's interesting. They're actually called, they are part of the metazoa, believe it or not.
But they do no harm to humans. Rather, the harm goes in the other direction.
I just let the air of that.
No, to them,
human.
To them, we are the monster.
Indeed, but they provide no diseases or infirmities of the flesh for the human, unlike other worms, which are quite invasive and intrusive.
And he's in pain!
Yes, Dan.
That K-Rob show on All Night Long appears on all sorts of shows.
We'll stay here all night long.
Eighth grade show.
I know.
It's just detention. Like detention.
Yeah. Jazz hands, everybody.
The problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Al?
Behold, this is Mighty Show.
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
Now, the show has returned.
I don't know what you're talking about, Al.
For am I not
FWAP
radio program?
They're way beyond my pay grade.
Wow.
They're critters.
What's the research base for?
Well, I came to space.
You know,
I've
decided
critters.
I'm not going to worry if it's above my pay grade. All everything's above my pay grade now. I'm just going to live free and steal what I can from the rich.
Rob loves you. Rob loves you. Oh, am I on? Yes,
I
didn't think we were going to be able to bring up...
This is not mind control.
Oh, am I on?
This is not mind control.
Oh, am I on?
This is not mind control.
The session that we were promised, we were supposed to have that session. It should have happened already, but
nasty old bitch.
Procedural matter. I thought we could get together and look at some of the models that have been created for the...
Showing pictures of his messy bedroom.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
And he took nasty. He took his love to town, so...
Along with Ruby? Ruby. Yeah. And Ruby.
Take your love to town.
Exactly. So, anyway...
What is with that song? Why would Ruby do that? She's so mean. Nobody would be
She's
like that.
She's just a mean ass.
Because the guy, legs all bent and paralyzed in the crazy Asian war, so she didn't want him.
No, I was
no
talking
more.
About Jack
she didn't
Ruby.
Want him.
Jack Ruby. Oh yeah. Well,
no, Jack Ruby. Why mean, did Jack Ruby do that to him?
His roommate sitting
why
in,
does Jack
in his
Ruby
little apartment
want
singing,
to go to town?
Ruby, don't take your love. Well,
and I didn't even know Jack Ruby had this hidden this
count?
Sort
what
of
love.
I'm sure this kind of love was not the. This love was
that
forbidden
was
back
Marley.
In those days. This wasn't an open love. This was a hidden love. One that the fact that Ruby, Jack Ruby, again, was
some
being sung about.
For you young people,
and he was living with a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed.
George Senator. Who on
George Wallace.
Ruby,
George Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, that was Arthur Bremmer.
Looking at a list of my friends. Wrong place on
Imagine
Facebook.
Imagine if George Wallace had been elected president.
Oh, man.
And General Curtis LeMay, vice president.
There's an alternate history movie that would be funny.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
The nuclear holocaust that was started by Sarah Palin is going on, and she is helicoptered out of Washington, D.C., and taken to an Arctic location where she goes underground, and she... And as she approaches this disc set in the floor, her hand changes into like a monster hand.
Nice.
She presses it against the floor. It opens. She goes down there. And now she's in the hollow earth with pterodactyls and bizarre
Is she like a lizard?
No, her hand is. And clump, clump, clump. Here comes Hitler riding on a Tyrannosaurus Rex and says, now we can begin the work. And the Tyrannosaurus goes like, Heil. With his little hand, and oh, Sarah gives him a Heil back, but and that turns it into a, you know, with a
what? Don't a oh, what? What? Oh, what?
A the finger. Pardon me. I'm sure you can take care of that with in post.
We'll edit that out in post production.
Yeah, with the monster hand. Yet, you know, and then they
take that out of all the different places I podcast.
And then they say the underground world is amazing with plasma rays supporting a little suspended planet. Flying pterodactyls,
the men in black of
weird
now.
Cities.
I'll kick in $20 if they can raise the dough.
Making fun of what I was thinking of. One of the, I guess I'll say it again, tropes that
it
shows up a lot.
Nazis on the moon.
Nazis on the moon. Hitler on dinosaurs. Cowboys on dinosaurs. I took pictures of cowboys on dinosaurs. I took pictures of the subgenius dinosaurs and the subgenius cowboys just before I. And here you guys have it in your rubber stamp. You know, they're just these images
we had the,
that somehow
we had
are popping up in the culture
on the
right
dinosaur
as we
early on
start
was
this.
An early motif.
You bet. And it's got.
Because it appealed to Dallas boys' cowboy sensibility.
Oh, me too.
And they were riding around.
I'm sure it's all because of the Haunted Tank.
Plus, we grew up where dinosaurs' footsteps were right within our walking distance of our little homes.
And what about our army at war and star-spangled combat where GIs constantly did fight dinosaurs on Pacific Island?
Oh, man, those were awesome.
Yeah, because and then I would go live on some islands, and we would go out as 11- and 12-year-olds into the boondocks around us and do that, play those out, the storyboard.
The irony is
no
that none of those Pacific islands actually had dinosaurs because they are geologically more young than that they were.
See,
all
comic book artists corrupting. That's why they should have, the Hayes Commission should have just stamped on that thing and said, no more cheap paper in America, no more cheap inks.
No more cheap
That way
anything.
no comic books will ever be made and pollute the minds of people like me.
Well, they practically did anyway.
I know. And especially
I like
Joan
those
of Arc
lurid
so
Charles Bureau covers. Those were just so awesome.
Destroyed forever by the Kefauver Commission.
Yeah.
It was against the rules to have the word weird on a comic book cover or show law defeated inside of thigh. I mean, there was a whole list of things that could not
crime,
be shown
anymore. Crime, suspense stories,
no
more
The word
of those.
Crime itself could not be on the cover of a comic book, according to the comic book code.
I have a whole big collection of the digital version of those crime suspense stories. They're awesome.
Oh, those were wonderful. Those were EC, crime suspense stories. But the Charles Bureau ones. Though were a lot meaner in a way.
That was just crime, wasn't it?
Yeah. They were supposed to be cautionary tales showing you that crime does not pay and so on, but that was the last panel, and the rest of the whole story was the gangster running amok and doing whatever he wanted.
Digital Comics Museum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can join it for free, and they've got thousands and thousands of public domain comic books. You know, after a certain number of years, these comic books pre a certain era can all be put on the internet now.
No, Lord, I'll never have time to do anything once I discover that. I won't be holding those comics in my hands, will I? So,
and online with the comics in your hand, that's true. And that's the unfun of all of this. It doesn't matter. It's moving on, and you can get so much more for your money now in a footnote. But there was nothing like holding that stinky comic in your hand at your friend's house. Because at my house, comics were very bulky.
Yes, a huge pile on the bed or somewhere of Superman comics.
Yeah, go to Digital Comics Museum if you're a comics lover.
You know what? At some point, the computer will be able to spritz in your face the smell of the cheap...
The old newsprint.
It's the best site for downloading free public domain Golden Age comics.
We brought you kids out here to see the farm and the animals, and all you do is sit up in that room reading those comics.
All files here have been researched by our staff.
Yes, Father,
and
there's a choice here.
To make sure they are copyright free and in the public domain. To start downloading, just register an account and enjoy these great comic books.
Books, Mom.
Yes,
it says
these are
books.
Yeah. Tell your mother these
Name
are books that count as books.
Well, they have to be read, don't they? I mean, they are books, or they're at least
You can
literature.
Go and see, like, Ace Comics and their baffling mysteries.
Baffling
mysteries.
Oh, baffling.
What an awesome
Yeah, baffling mysteries.
Title
As
that
if
was.
A mystery wasn't baffling, you know. Oh, this mystery is not remotely baffling. It's still a mystery somehow. Yeah, I'd like to see how that works. Anyway.
All the Charlton comics are out there. Oh,
I believe
my,
that was pronounced.
Charlton.
That was pronounced Carlton, I
Carlton,
think.
Right,
and they were terrible. They were even worse than the
that,
other
but,
comics.
But just, kids I, didn't know that. Kids pronounced
exactly.
it Charlton.
Some kids.
And they loved him.
And they were well, probably exactly depends. Why my parents hated him.
They
comics.
Did have Steve Ditko's Gorgo comics and other weird things. They had,
yes.
Who had Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle? Was that a Carlton comic? Do you remember Kona, Monarch of Monster
yeah,
Isle?
Yeah, I do.
The most haywire, insane, beyond psychedelic vision that could be.
Oh,
they had
yeah,
no idea of moderation in that thing, so they just kept piling on the impossibilities. So,
yeah,
you know,
wow. I'm sure I read them because I remember that stupid
the underground undersea world of giant dinosaurs, where the muscle bound blonde muscle man Kona lives, is invaded by giant sharks and giant insects, and suddenly everything's giant. Everything's totally out of the. You know, the sharks are eating the dinosaurs, eating the insects, you know.
Yeah.
They're trying to deal with it all.
A subgenius world. That's what's probably at the bottom of that lake where you guys have your secret so-called X-Day meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kona was a Dell title.
Dell, huh?
Right.
Interesting.
Primitive weapons are the only hope. Can Kona defeat the monster cat?
Page 13.
Monster
first book
cat?
Of
if he can what, defeat what? A 60-foot dinosaur, I'm sure he can defeat a monster cat. Although, I don't know, a monster cat might
well,
move faster
you know,
than that.
The character was created during a period of transition for Dell Comics. Up until 1962, Dell had been the official comic book publisher for Western Publishing, the licensor for Walt Disney, Hanna-Barbera, and Warner Brothers, among others. This relationship
yep.
ended when Western made the decision to start its own comic book publishing company, Gold Key Comics.
But Dell was still doing
Dell's
comic book versions of Warner Brothers project runs, considering the fact that they were considered the inferior comic book company. And they had the Space Family Robinson, which later was sort of lost in space, but this was the where it first appeared as a comic, you know, like the Swiss Family Robinson, only there in space. They had Mighty Samson, you remember him?
Yeah.
New York is destroyed by nuclear holocaust, but he's living there with the horrible mutant animals. Or the opposite of that, where you go into the future, Magnus Robot Fighter. The guy who fights robots barehanded and somehow disables them, and they go squee when they die. Do you remember that squee sound they would make?
But
so
what about but
Dr.
Kona,
Solar, man
before
of the
you get
atom,
too far off of Kona,
greenish,
let's talk, let's
glowing
go back to Kona for a
could
minute.
Hover in a lab coat.
The monarch of Monster Isle, who ran only 21 issues.
He's kind of like Marvel imitated him with Kazar.
Kazar, that's right.
But
and the script, the series was
first.
Plotted by Don
in
Siegel.
Kazar Stadium.
There are some great fans of Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle, including Ivan Stang, who likes it more than I did.
Well, don't forget, Think about this. Kona saves the lives of Dr. Henry Dodd, his daughter Mary, and his grandchildren Mason and Lily.
His daughter Mary, you know she's going to be in there.
Crashes this
in shorts,
surplus blimp on the prehistoric Pacific island.
Why would he have to crash a blimp on the dinosaur-filled island?
Kona becomes their protector and saves them from many huge animals and monsters.
Instead of feeding them to the monsters, taking Mary.
Dodd, which is obviously a pale... cover for the name Dobbs.
Yes, he was
it's
similar.
Obvious a character. It's so obvious.
He had a pith helmet.
So obvious. Yeah, Dr. Right. Dodd and his family eventually escaped from the island, but later returned to get Kona. After
once you've been there, you have to come back.
Kona travels the world with them as their protector.
Which ruined the series. From now there are no more dinosaurs and monsters. They're in Duluth, Minnesota. You know, that's not so exciting.
The Duluth perambulator.
Oh, he's punching gangsters in Duluth. That's not as good as fighting a Tyrannosaurus with a tree branch back on the island.
They had some good monsters in Duluth. They had that legless maniac that hung around the lake area.
The giant muscle-bound guy can't deal with a legless maniac by the lake.
Yeah, he had extra
arms. He was
an
topo, man.
He was legless, but he had four arms.
Well, you see, nature compensated in his case.
Arms.
Yes. Well, I guess he did have an advantage. That was then, but nonetheless,
you know, Kona could have taken him on if he really wanted to bad enough.
It's funny how all these muscle-bound characters are sort of stupid, and that's an ancient tradition going back to Hercules.
That's brute.
Hercules was good-hearted but dumb and was super strong. Well, the same with Kona, Monarch of Monster Isle, Khazar, of the
That's
Lost
kind of what
Land.
I liked about Steve Reeves' depiction of Hercules, because he was had a little bit of intelligence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just a slight bit. More.
He wasn't that dumb, but he was still...
He was still a dumb...
He did
brutish
some, like when Alcestis died and Admetus found out Hercules is there. He said, I guess I have to invite him in, even though my wife is just dead. But, you know, just entertain him. I don't have to do anything. And so he gets really drunk and he's making embarrassing remarks and cracks. Well, it's still quiet around here. It's like somebody died. Don't you understand? Our master's wife died. And, you know, is my face red? Is my countenance crimson? So he goes down to hell, tears open the doors, you know, kicks Cerberus out of the way, drags Alcestis back to the land of the living with his super strength. And I'm sorry I made everybody unhappy. Now she's back, okay? Now
yeah, is this okay now? Is everything all right? You forgive me now?
This is not mind control. Man. This is not mind control.
It could happen.
Showing up. I'm so great I've even got the nuclear football. See? Whoops. Oops. Well.
Cigarettes, right?
In just general, what if you were walking down a street in New York and suddenly there was nobody and it was cold and you had to survive? You would have
to start
those matches.
You might even just
might have to start a whole new civilization, but the matches would get you there.
For our matchless
the matches
friends.
Would get you there.
They would fight
would
off
be the
zombies.
Start.
Yeah.
The start of a whole new civilization.
And
just a match from the seven matches of
draw
the match.
Winky.
But also, I liked it because of the
Can
weird
draw
this. Remember the
winky.
Pirate guy? And,
Thank you.
It's just insane. The whole thing is so nuts. Okay, I've gone on two separate rants on Save Me, Doug. You know, there's going to be people upset. Of course, no one's listening, but there's going to be people upset. So, you know, change the subject or something. Or respond.
Computers are going to be upset.
I tell you what, why don't you argue against me? Listen to this, folks. Is he, like, arguing against me as host and leader of the show?
Not how you think you feel.
Yeah.
That's how you'd like to feel.
That's not Doug, by the way. That's just our friend.
What does this kind of thing do to real people?
I don't know, pal. I don't know. I
consider this like what show does to real
people. I'm scared to know. I'm scared to even, other than drive them away, nothing. Some of them listen. A few of them chat, but we suspect those may be, you know, just people that want us to feel better rather than people that are actually listening. But let's see. Do I have any other rants? Well, I won't do those. Well, the celebritocracy. How about the country being run by celebrities? How about the internet and the Twitterverse and the Facebook verse being run by celebrities who want to get into politics, like Reagan, like Schwarzenegger, like what's his name, Trump, and yet, I don't know, celebrities used to not be anywhere near this important in life. It's pathetic. All they do, you know what actors do, folks? What actors do is they show up, first of all. That's the most important thing. And then they open doors, walk down hallways, look to the left, look to the right, look down, eat a meal. Most of it is nothing, and then there's a little teensy little bit of talent that you have to cram into about 5 minutes of your role. Like, you know, even the biggest roles are like 15. Nicholson in Batman probably did 15 minutes of on screen. Not maybe not that, and I'm not putting down Nicholson, but he's the greatest of all. But for most actors, it's easy. Acting is the easiest art.
And it says here...
Go ahead, complain, call the show.
Less
get on the chat line.
It says here, less chit-chat.
Let's hear from all you wonderful artists out there, actors.
No one is chatting, I know.
I know.
What is Pepe's point?
They're intimidated. They're just backed up against the corners of their room. Even the great VJ Pussycat is just terrified. She's shaking. Goose pimples. But this is, as Hal would say, we give it to you straight, folks. This is the hard-hitting copy that you expect from this show. Doug, do you have anything to add, Doug?
Oh, no, this is my show. There's nothing at all.
You know, aren't you going to complain about anything? You think everything's fine? Yeah, okay. Everything's just Jim Dandy.
With KPFA's puzzling evidence.
Now a cult classic.
What can I do to help the drugs?
Will show turn you on?
No, Phineas, you shouldn't call in if you have to whisper. Nobody
Phineas,
can be a show whisperer.
I think we need to draw the line somewhere. Are you sure you've got Phineas on this device?
Yeah. As Philo pointed out, once we use this device for a communications device, it's like a phaser, but it's the size of a building. That'd be great.
Set building to stone.
Yeah, it takes about 8 hours, so hold on, monsters. Just wait.
But there can be a phaser.
Like the monolith monsters?
Oh, okay, we'll just blow it up then, sir.
Well, it's it might there might be something valuable in here.
Hey, the movie's starting, man. Be quiet. Got any popcorn?
So wait.
Is there a microwave
for the feature presentation?
Yeah, this is the feature presentation. Get any popcorn? Is there a microwave here?
Your imagination as a director.
We need to grind pop.
Oh, wait, I'm the director? Or my imagination is the director?
No, you, your imagination that runs you.
Oh, okay.
It starts with a simple
twist. Which is better than actually seeing the tape.
Adding layers of people.
Oh, I get it.
That's what he watches the videos and then relates them to you on the morning drive.
That makes up the world's problem.
เออใช่พี่แถวบ้านผมก็เป็นตอนแรกนึกว่าไปที่เครื่องกรองน้ำผมไปซื้อมาใหม่แม่งเหมือนเดิมเลย
If you ain't got the cash,
yes, sir.
A credit card, mommy, an invisible dad, career opportunities that you never had.
Yes, sir. In my headphones. Oh, thank you. Okay. After my pictures, the pictures arrived.
Quiet.
Though the evening itself had hardly been.
Keep walking.
Worth the price of my now withered hope. Thank you. Okay. That the photos would nevertheless. Reveal the perfection I had.
1994 was clearly a year of change.
Is he a wizard?
How hours a day do you watch TV?
About one.
One? Why? Of course
not. Because it's not much. Okay.
It's not much to look at, huh?
Yeah.
How many hours a day would you say you watch TV?
12.
You watch TV 12 hours a day?
Oh, I like TV.
About three. Yesterday, Sunday, 12, 14. 12, 14 hours on a weekend day?
Yes, that's what I did. Yesterday was 14.
Really? How many hours a day would you say you watch TV?
About 5, 6. Mm-hmm. You know, almost the whole night, really.
Yeah, you like it a lot?
Yeah, there's nothing else to do, just watch TV. You know?
Uh-huh.
I'm the internet service provider here in Dallas, Texas.
We wanna see the wizard right away. To get here,
internet is,
Oh, my.
Allison, can you explain what internet is?
Please clarify.
Why is the network disconnected? What's happening?
16 minutes to go.
Жители Земли.
Was that?
Thank you.
And then to this strange conglomeration of sounds.
There existed a galaxy. Right. There also was a source.
If you've seen psychiatrists and you are still a mixed up.
All these years I've been studying.
I guess we must have to let somebody around the country talk right now.
Dan Proust.
Five.
Four.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. The President of the United States.
You're on camera, Mr. President.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, my fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
It's time, Doctor. Imprint.
It's hard to say yes to show.
And have a series of just say yes clubs for the show.
Mrs. Reagan,
then
what do
that,
I do?
A just say yes club.
Could you close the closet door?
Close your eyes and count to five. Sometimes it works for me.
One.
What happens when you get to six? Six. Six.
Disconnect.
Look in the closet.
And if, you know, if you're, you could probably go to the Puzzling Evidence show. Speculate on who.
Excuse me. Described for.
It's for the morning show.
Your transmission is being interfered with. Your transmission is being interfered with.
Not again. I hate this new world where all your phone calls are swept and the police interfere with your transmission instead of...
We're interrupting your internet to steal your phone records.
We're interrupting your everything. But don't worry, we're not actually taking the text that you're typing. Just everything else, all the metadata, not anything important. Yes, this is the new U.S. Why would you want to waste your hot air on this program?
He reported unanticipated contact with an unknown...
It's all in the reflexes.
If you know your party's extensive...
Oh, come on, I'm hearing that music again.
And the fires were catching.
What are you doing? Commentary. I want it to go national. Even to the people you hate. Climbing over my package B. I grabbed my 5-pound classmate, the one with the big enough... Something's got in my throat.
What are you talking about?
Man, that's it. Can you just... press stop. Thank you.
I gotta find that song. I gotta find it.
Perhaps.
I left it.
You will.
Over there, I think. There, under that.
Oh, would you get that? I can't reach it.
It's broken. We'll never play now. So disappointing.
See, it's all this one thing. You've got to diversify. Once again, you're putting all your eggs in one multi-yard basket.
And so was yours, by the way.
Hazel Sloan died this week.
Who's Hazel Sloan? Oh, my God, that's me.
Sloan is the most evil woman in the history.
That's my landlady.
I have hated
Aunt Bertha is not
my landlady. She's so evil.
She's the only woman I have...
Just talking about her.
I hate her more than any woman that ever lived.
Because she hooked you off. Because she hooked you off the stage.
Yes, and Ed hooked me off. I figured out that the number of her steps, approximately 2.5 feet each, coming out of the back door of the building, if I dropped a very heavy stone from my height at the fifth floor...
No, Peppy, you'd be hooked off the porch before you even got there.
No,
Get the hook. I'm
going to
hook him off
her
the radio. I'm
going to
hook this guy off the radio.
The stone would hit her head at exactly the right moment if I led her properly. That's the question. How do you lead somebody from five floors up at 32 feet per second per second?
Practice.
I really did. I hated her.
It's so evil. Every time you went through the lobby, she always had to make the same joke.
Yes.
The same joke every day. And that joke
was, the rent?
When are you going to pay the rent?
Where's the rent? Every day. If I go out three times, she says it three times.
I like not this pain.
Day after day, year after year, for 12 years, she's been making the same joke.
Is she still there?
She died last week.
Hello, Luke.
Yes!
Is there a ghost or something?
Squirting
the Wicked Witch is dead.
They've left an incredible note
beautiful.
On the elevator.
On YouTube, you can see Michael Pepe dancing on her grave.
Oh,
to the great Hazel,
such a relief.
Hazelnut toast. That's
and I put graffiti on it. I put a nasty thing on it.
And so I left graffiti on the note of the fetus, that, how
what you're saying is you were invited to the funeral but didn't go.
No, I'm just saying, tomorrow afternoon, I don't know what to do.
Let's all go. It'll be a cacophony event.
Well, I'm going to channel her right now. I'm going to channel that woman right now.
A nightmare. Where's the rent?
Pay the rent.
Where's the rent? Where's the rent? And she'd laugh. Where's the rent?
Gina Davis.
I think I was late once, and that's she's paying me back for 12 years.
She's kind of.
Oh, God. Horrible. You want to go out the back door if you can. Just to avoid the joke.
She's repossessed, too, but don't rent it.
And she became an adult actress later, of course.
Lionel Barrymore.
No one cares.
Everybody becomes an adult actress
later. The girl that twisted her head around behind...
Linda Blair.
Lady Fair.
What adult actress?
Channel Hazel Sloan.
What's wrong with my hair? Here, I'm washing Michael Pepe's mind here. You can just fend your way out of hell.
That's right. But
I bought a new truck with
me. I have to get them back. Dog Paul has them.
Oh, what? What does he have?
Oh, well, now, good luck.
Can you back it up?
Spend them all.
That's right.
I want to hear what he was talking about, Don Paul and Cyclone.
Endless, so you have to work with you. Okay.
But all these other people, why do these people die?
Why does anyone die? That's
Gershorn Leghorn.
This is important stuff. It's important for people to know that why people die. Why anything.
The kind of thing. It's terrible.
There you go again.
There we go. We've got Michael Pepe's soul now. And we're packaging it for sale on Amazon.
Another joke was when you got the little flyers from Safeway, each month with the deals, she'd say, "There is no safe way."
That's great. How could you not laugh this old lady?
There is no, and I would have to laugh, of course, pretending that it was funny. And again, it's like the hell. It's like being in hell, having to laugh at the same joke.
Well, exit. You have those hell checks now for Hustling Evidence.
It's Jean-Paul Sartre. No exit.
I bought a new truck with me.
Yeah, I used to buy hell checkbooks.
I still have those. Yeah.
You should be spending them as fast as possible.
Hell checks.
Probably going to spend them all.
I have a whole box full of fake money.
The account is endless.
Everyone does,
But all these other people, why do these people die? Gay and who?
But it's...
Gershon Leghorn.
I agree. Chaprock
does
have
that
rooster in the cartoon.
Leghorn.
Yeah, and Garson Kanin. Who
is that?
Gordon's wife. I mean, they used to sit around and sip on hard liquor in their living room and write movies like Adam's Rib.
That's how the pitch tweaking is done.
All four of them.
What are these two people? Who are they? Hashhorn?
Hold on for a minute here.
Within minutes, leaping off the roof of the United Nations building to land on the invisible wing of the robot plane
is the red and gold form of Wonder Woman. As the magnificent solar-powered vehicle begins a dizzying climb into the stratosphere, racing the armed might of the world's greatest nations to disaster.
That John's pretty calm, though. You're calm, not John.
It's like surgery. I'm like a damn surgeon. Look at this.
No, I'm really hungry.
Okay, we got it.
You know what this reminds me of?
Puzzling Evidence Joe.
I've never seen it. I've only seen the little 1 minute that Stang...
this Humphrey Bogart himself was there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That Stang used, you know.
That, I say that for 40 years. Oh, yeah.
Baby.
No, but a long time. Yeah. I mean, 20, I said.
I'm calling to protest something.
What?
I am protesting Stupid's Day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he yanked him out of the show. Years ago.
What's the problem?
I'll tell you what. It takes stupidity too lightly, and it makes fun of stupidity, and stupidity is one of the great religious quantities of our age.
It's the basis of all religions. If you haven't been paying attention every year, I tell you every year, and you don't listen.
No, it's right. You're making
this fight has been going on for centuries between Michael Pepe and Bishop Joey.
That's right. Well, it is.
And Michael Pepe is not even a religious person.
Guilt, you have
Bishop Joey is
absolutely religious. I'm surprised. I'm saying this because I do believe in every facet of the St. Stupid's Church. I'm not an apostate,
when you give in.
Apostate rather, or a heretic.
What are you planning to do on the great Easter Sunday when we've got the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence against the Catholic Church itself?
Oh, we're going to be rooting for him, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be out. Oh, no, we're rooting against him. Oh, that's right. Because
remember, this was just like last year or 2 years ago.
I don't know what to do.
Because
those sisters, they don't shave all the time.
Really?
And
we just keep saying the same things over and over again for thousands.
Well, because Easter fell on St. Stupid's Day just a couple of years ago. So this was 14. Wow.
The Pope really has a point there, I think.
So 2000. When do you think?
Last over the back.
2019-99.
Because a Pope jumps over first, so how could the...
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
breathe and deep. Gathering deep, gathering not shards, forge and let breathe. Hold on, Lord, move the night. Move the night, the colors from our side, from our side. Breathe deep. Which is an illusion, which is not true. Gathering, gathering. Hold on, Lord, the night, which is an illusion, which is an illusion. Gathering food, gathering. Which is an illusion, which is an illusion.
Time.
Remove the colors from our silence, from our silence. Which is an illusion, which is an illusion. Watch lights fade, watch lights fade. Which is an illusion, which is an illusion. Breathe deep. Which is an illusion, which is an illusion.
Breathing. Breathing. Breathing.
Thank you.
So those images that they got back from Pluto, was it a hoax? Was it real? What do we know about Jade Helm? Has Jade Helm come? I want to talk a little about electromagnetic waves and how they hurt my sexual medicine.
Sausage Casey. Do you have poor impulse control? Have trouble recognizing clearly drawn personal boundaries? Appeared on more than one Jerry Springer show with your loved ones? Well, does KTEL have the record offer for you? It's Love Songs to Stock By. Yes, Love Songs to Stock By. 59 of the greatest tributes to possessive, obsessive, toxic love ever recorded. You'll get The Police.
Every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching.
Patsy Cline.
I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
A new Breeze.
You belong to me.
And from the soundtrack of My Fair Lady, who could forget this timeless classic?
All at one summer. Several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live.
You'll also get Looking for Clues by Robert Palmer. Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix, and My Girlfriend Got a Restraining Order Against Me Blues by... What the hell? You know how tired I am of doing this bit? You'd think they'd have one damn new idea in a year. The only damn funny thing they can do is Casey Sausage Casing, and they get to drag my back in here, and I'm tired of doing it. I don't get any...
Right. right, and sleep 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 right.
Un cactus sur une terre aride et des épines ingrates percent ma peau brune. Je suis un cactus, personne ne me regarde, personne ne s'attarde.
Here comes the sun, Luda. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, Luda. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Jealousy, it's a sign of empathy.
bless you for your fear. It's a sign of wisdom. Bless you for your search of direction. Bless you for the times you feel no love. Open your heart to life anyway. God will find love in you. You are a sea.
The gray canvas gauze type of suit. There were no zippers. I couldn't see. Cars were passing me and I was in the middle of nowhere. I think it was Nevada. Hovering over it. My hands didn't hurt. I wasn't sure what I was wearing. But I couldn't remove.
Bishop to Book 7. Book to Part 4.
is my ass.
Thank you.
He's breathing. He's breathing. He's breathing.
Honey, my boyfriend once said my breath was bad enough to kill a moose.
What did you do?
Mouthwash for lovers.
Concentrating now on the touch of the breath. Just at the point where you can feel the air entering and leaving the body. Choosing a point and experiencing the sensation just at that point.
Breathe proper. Press down on the muscles. Breathe.